We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as I touch the ground. Good day, sunshine.
Good day.
Good day, sunshine.
Good day.
Sunshine.
Do I have your attention?
This is the Good Day program.
I just like to hit that post. For some reason or other, I find that.
It's a great little roll, isn't it?
Yeah, really nice. It's the hot late summer, 80-some-odd degrees in the Northeast. That's not bad for, is it mid-September? What do we call the 9th of September? Mid-September?
Today's our anniversary, you know.
Happy anniversary, Roberta.
Thank you.
You and whom?
I'm trying to figure that part out.
Oh, you mean your husband?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I thought you were talking about you and Doug.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm not her husband. Thanks very much for seeing
me. So am I.
I'll pass that hat to somebody else. Although I do think I would make good husband material for the right person. I've not ever thought that. But,
60-some years and still working on that. But
still trying to find the right person.
All right. This is the 9th of September, which would lead us to believe the 11th of September is Wednesday. The situation with September 11th, it is not what it was, and I think we're mostly happy about that. For the first 10 years, it was this constant drone on September 11th, this big deal. Not that it won't be a news media event, because they'll use anything to stir things up.
Trying
to
make
you afraid. Oh, my God, things are going to blow up. But far below the earth, where the Twin Towers were at one point in time, there's a big museum. Roberta's a New Yorker. You've been there?
No, I haven't. I haven't been down there yet.
It's almost completed. Nope. The construction machinery, the dust, a lot of artifacts of death and destruction have assumed their final resting places inside the National September 11th Memorial Museum, which will be visited by lots of people for the first time this year.
You know, a lot of us really haven't been down there, and a lot of us haven't been to, you know, museums and things like that because we lived through it.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the country may not be observing 9/11, but I rest assured New York is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for sure. Somebody posted a picture on Facebook the other day, and I sat and I thought about it, and they posted a picture from Normandy, the beach at Normandy, where all that blood was shed in World War II. And I started thinking, what kind of, I don't know, spiritual things are going on there?
Spiritual things are going on down in this museum?
In the museum and anywhere where there was just lots, just death, just lots of death. You know, the beach at Normandy or the 9/11 Ground Zero or wherever it is. You just kind of think of what kind of energy and what kind of, I mean, I'm not one of New Agey guys.
Yeah, you're beginning to catch this regime.
Man, you got to think Normandy's a pretty... spooky beach to walk.
A lot of psychic imprinting.
Yeah.
Because people are at very high, you know, levels of emotion, high levels of psychic energy, just so their brain energy, and it leaves an imprint.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, it does. And those who don't think there's a sixth dimension, or you don't think that there's unbelievable energy in the universe, go into, as Richie suggested,
want
to go to Stonehenge or go to, there are 8 points on the planet that have amazing energy in terms of natural energy that comes from who knows where.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the stuff that's created by some of these events that you're talking about. I suggest to you, if you want to have an energy exchange, there's no more powerful place to get it on the planet that I've been to. And I've pretty much been to I've been all over the world with the exception of South America. And I've never felt, ever in my life, and I'm somebody who's very sensitive to energy and getting more so every day, I have never felt the way that I had when I went to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre.
Oh.
Never.
Oh, yeah.
Ever will you feel something, whether you're a Christian.
Doesn't matter.
Or not, doesn't make any difference at all.
Yep, doesn't matter.
Going in there and seeing where that body was taken, and where the Mount of Olives. It's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I've been in that church three times now in my life, been to Israel four times, and each time I go with different people.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I went, it was with Mary Lynn Rice Cobb and Greg Grunberg, the actors, and the witness, maybe that's the word, the witness that you bear. I went over by myself to the Church of the Nazarene and went into Bethlehem's, into that little, the bowels of that little church where Jesus was born. And again, it doesn't make any difference whether you're a Christian, Jew, Hindu, Buddhist, Muslim, makes no difference. You feel it.
You feel the energy, absolutely.
And whether you believe in the mystery or the mystical stories that surround all of this stuff, it's just amazing. It is. It's just amazing. It's the only word I can use for it. So, anyway, speaking of amazing, the business about Syria, you've heard all of the stories, Assad's warning, and the Russians are warning, and the U.S. The U.S. should expect everything to be tossed at it in response to any strikes. Assad's going to say that to Charlie Rose on PBS tonight at 9 o'clock. You want to check that out. Meanwhile, the Russians have been taking a little softer approach, interestingly enough, in the last 24 hours, even though they have said they're not, you know, you better look out. But they've urged the U.S. to not launch military strikes, but to study it more and bring it to the U.N. That's fairly conciliatory. I think it is, isn't it? To a point, anyway.
Yeah, when you got missiles and ships parked outside your backyard.
Well, the Russians have sent their warships over there, too.
Oh, yeah. No, it looks like
a convention of warships. Yeah.
It looks like a game of battle. You sank my battleship.
Yeah. All right, let's hope that's not the case. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen here on Good Day. It's Monday, and it's 14 after the hour.
No matter what happens in life, I will always be there for my brothers. Through thick and thin, we're blood.
Except if I crush them in fantasy football, then they can cry over my untouchable roster that says, talk to me next season.
Blood's thicker than water, but isn't thicker than football.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands. Shop your way. Members get up to $300 back in points with the purchase of a Sharp 60-inch or larger Smart HD TV. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Offer ends 10/5/13. Points range from $100 to $300. Excludes clearance and closeout. See stores or sears.com/football for details. Not a member? Join today. It's free. Visit shopyourway.com or ask an associate.
Run. Back to school got you on the run.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started. Yeah.
Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less.
Let's get it started.
Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams three times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. So, it's finally here. The biggest game show in television history starts tonight. The Million Second Quiz, hosted by yours truly. So what makes this such a huge television event? Well, top contestants will play for big money. How big? How's $10 a second sound? Now, how's $10 a second for a million second sound? It's live, 24 hours a day from New York. The Million Second Quiz. See who's going to bag the biggest prize in game show history tonight at 8, 7 Central on NBC.
It's football season at Buffalo Wild Wings, and there's no other place that packs in the action like we do. When there's a timeout during a game, you're watching another game. And when you're not watching that game, you're watching another game. With over 50 big screens, your eyes won't miss any of the action, and neither will your taste buds. You'll enjoy hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, ultimate nachos, burgers, and over 20 beers on draft. Maybe action-packed is a bit of an understatement.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Every lineup needs a wild card. Try the gooey goodness of fried cheese curds. Or the fries loaded with gravy bacon. For a limited time, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports. Who's playing tonight on the Monday night game, Richie?
That would be the Redskins and the Philadelphia Eagles, my
And
brother.
Who's favored?
Well, the Redskins are, of course.
No, that's your bias.
I think the Redskins will be favored.
Yeah. Redskins are favored? Okay.
Yeah.
Kenny.
Yes.
What do we have trending? What do we have that we need to pass along from Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show?
Comments about Dennis Rodman after he went to see his
He's
buddy.
A commie! He should be under arrest.
We've decided that Dennis Rodman is a communist, and we're asking whether he should be arrested because he won't help free the American
that's
in prison in North Korea.
Okay. So
Leif on our Facebook page, Leif says he's probably just sharing dress-wearing tips with Kim Jong-il. Rich says he's an idiot. Kenny says he misses media attention and doesn't care if he has to commit treason to get it.
Ooh,
there you go.
There you go. Pretty heavy stuff. Speaking of where Richie is from in Virginia, this is something that I bet you didn't know anything about.
What's that?
NASA.
NASA? I did know about it. The missile launch the other night?
Well, this is a very, because it was, it's taking place.
Wallops Island.
In Virginia. It's called LADEE. L-A-D-E-E. Uh-huh. Did you see it?
The LADEE, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, I saw it blast off.
Did you?
Could you see it from your house?
Yes, we could see it from our
house. I went out, but I
had
too many trees. And...
Yeah. In fact, we saw it just as it cleared the tree line, the second stage went off. And
really?
Then we watched it just go all the way up to just disappear a little tiny red dot.
Yeah. This is the first time any missile has been launched from that site, I think, Richie.
Phenomenal.
No, they've launched plenty of stuff from there. This is the first lunar one. This thing's actually going to land on the moon.
Right. Now, it was seen in New York, Boston.
Yep.
Baltimore, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania.
Perfect night. It was clear, no moon, no haze.
Yeah.
Perfect night to see it.
844-pound spacecraft, 3 scientific instruments, as well as laser communication test equipment that will revolutionize data. What'd I say?
Laser. No.
What'd I say?
You said laser.
Yeah. NASA hopes to eventually replace its traditional radio systems with laser communications, which would mean faster bandwidth using significantly less power, smaller devices. It's kind of like having a cell tower on the moon. That's kind of what this is, right? Isn't that what it is? Wallops Island, Virginia. NASA chose it because of the Minotaur V rocket, comprised of converted intercontinental ballistic missile motors belonging to the Air Force. These parts are not available everywhere, and you can only use them in certain places because of our deal with the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one place where you can use them.
I want to drive down there because it's only a few hours away from D.C. here.
You can see that as many people reported seeing it as they did. By the way, did you see the moon last night?
Woo!
A little sliver of the moon.
I missed it. I was watching football.
Well, watch it tonight, Richie. 21 after on Good Day.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Ginny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
That's the 24 in the schnoz, past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Monday the 9th of September. And oftentimes during this part of the program, every hour at this time, I usually try to pick out some piece of music that has some evidentiary value. That is, it rings a bell, brings out an emotion, something cooking with you. And then, because Kenny does the research into what the top 5 songs might have been in any given year, we went back, as a matter of fact, for this list to this week in 1979. Only problem is the Electric Light Orchestra were not number 5. We usually start at number 5 and go to number 1 for these, just for fun. ELO, Don't Bring Me Down, was number 4 this week in 1979.
Here's your number 5 song.
Maxine Nightingale.
Dick Clark just called. He fired me.
From the grave, no doubt.
Can't even get the top 5 right.
Yeah. Did you ever meet him, Richie?
I did.
Yeah, very interesting guy.
Short meeting with him and Wolfman Jack were 2 amazing experiences.
Very intense and right to the point. Whenever I talked to him, right to the point, whether it was on the air or off the air.
Yep.
I remember once I had him on the air. And we were kibitzing about something. He said, well, the real reason for me being here to plug some TV show he was doing. All right, anyway, so Maxine Nightingale was number 5 during this week in 1979. Would Lead Me On. ELO, Don't Bring Me Down, number 4. Now number 3.
Johnny Ross and Up Your Phone. Play your fiddle.
Charlie Daniels Band.
Cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals with cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Great story.
Devil opened up his
case. Good story.
He said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rolled up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this.
Met him too. Charlie Daniels?
Yeah.
Short little guy.
I thought he was kind of stocky.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah. Nice.
All right, number 3 was the Charlie Daniels Band. Devil went down to Georgia. This is... I don't thinks this to be a great collection of pop tunes, but it's representative and separates the guys who weren't as strong from the guys who are as strong. This is number two from this week in 1979, Earth, Wind, and Fire, after The Love Has Gone. Love comes back. I think that's possible. Roberta, you've been in and out of love with the same guy.
In and out, yes. But I think that's normal in a marriage.
Where are you at now?
Well, it's our anniversary, so I have to say in.
Oh, very nice. Okay, happy anniversary. Number one.
The number one song is one of those songs where everybody together is going to go, oh,
no.
My Sharona.
Down the length of my thigh, Sharona. My Sharona. Ruby's called tonight. This is the only big song they ever had, Kenny, I think, isn't it?
No.
No? They had other big songs? I don't remember them. Yeah, at least it's not on the top of my mind. What else did they have?
This big thing. I gotta look it up.
Good girls don't.
Oh, yeah, good girls don't. That's it.
All right. Anyway, number one, this week, 1979, here on Good Day.
People can't afford to wait.
Many people take their Social Security at age 62, which is the earliest you can take it.
Social Security expert Stan Hinden.
But those payments are reduced if you take it real early.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
Your full retirement age is 66 when you could get your full Social Security retirement check. If you wait those extra 4 years between 66 and 70, you will get an 8% increase per year in your check. A total of 32% over that period of time. Now, admittedly, you have to have enough money to go through the years until you're 70.
To see how much more money this means for you, check out AARP's Social Security Calculator. I'll link to it and to Stan Hinden's regular column on Social Security. Tomorrow, Ask Ms. Medicare. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Sears Auto Center offers complete car care. But did you know we also carry convenience? We've got online scheduling, weekend appointments, and convenient deals, too. Right now, save up to $70 on road handler tires. Get $100 in Shop Your Way points. And we'll check your alignment, battery, and more for free. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 9/21. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Good day to you. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler and Roberta Fasanelli. Jennifer Horn off until, I think, 2 weeks from today she'll be back. That's the official word that I have. Speaking of official, Bruno Mars playing the halftime show for the Super Bowl. Story at DougSteffen.com today, along with our poll, who gave the best halftime performance out of the last
Bruce Springsteen.
Five Super Bowls.
There she goes.
That's E. All right, A is Destiny's Child, Madonna's B, Black Eyed Peas C, The Who D, E is Springsteen, F, I don't like any of these, G, I think Bruno Mars would be better than all of them.
Bruce Springsteen!
I would probably agree with you.
I might have the Stones, though, but man, The Who was terrible.
They were awful, weren't they? And I love The Who.
They were. Oh.
Waste of time. Yeah. The poll last Friday at DougSteffen.com asks what your favorite fall sport is. And 40% of you said football. 25% of you said college football. 11% said NASCAR. 15% said some other sport. 9% said Major League Baseball. That's pretty interesting. And
yeah,
sort of
playoffs.
Telling, too. Yeah, the playoffs. All right, so the story that is leading today, latest information, most important story, is Syria. If you were able to ask President Obama three questions tomorrow night, what would they be? 888-302-3684. Here's my three. You ready?
Okay.
Why are we involving ourselves in this conflict in this country? That's number one. Number two, what is the justification for this intervention? And is it based on sound intelligence? Number three, Mr. President, what is the mission? He is going to try to address those questions tonight, I'm sure.
All good questions.
I do not believe...
You're missing one, though.
What's that, Richie?
What's in your homebrew kit right now in the White House? I want to know what he's drinking when he sits down to think about
yeah.
whether he's going to push
what
the
is
button.
He? Yeah, that's a good question. What are you drinking, Mr. President, that makes you think this makes any sense at all?
What kind of micro do you have sitting there on the table when you're sitting there
you
toggling that red button back and forth going, A, B, C, D, should I
I think he has no intentions of doing this whatsoever.
Yeah.
Just a big,
I think
that's a dangerous game you play
when you throw the
threats out and then you don't follow up on
that. No, I think that he could not respond. Something had to be said.
Yeah.
Because he
drew the line in the sand, right?
So he drew the line in the sand, but he knew that he would not get the approval of the American people, and he knew that. You think that this is a surprise that the UK said, "Oh, we're not going to support this"? You don't think that the UK and the United States talked before all this?
You know, there's this game that goes on where the world wants us to be this bad guy,
right, and
then draws the line in the sand and then pushes the button. But
maybe the US said to the UK, "You know what? Don't support us on this, so that way we don't have to
game.
Do it."
Okay.
I think this whole thing is just one big posturing.
An interesting theory.
That's my theory. I think he had no intention of doing this to begin with. But he couldn't do, and he could not do nothing at all.
It's a double
negative.
He had
to do something.
Right. You got to do something.
He had to do something.
Interesting. That's good, Roberta. Thank you for thinking that through. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, the first serious tropical storm of the season has formed in the Atlantic south of the Cape Verde Islands. Could become a hurricane. There have been, let's see, how many of them? Well, I was going to make a news quiz out of this, but I'm not liking the way the phones are working, so I probably ought to just say it's called Tropical Storm Umberto. It's not Humberto. It's Umberto.
Umberto.
The hum is not there. It's the Don't sound the H in Umberto. Got it?
Umberto's coming.
Umberto. Serena Williams won the U.S. Open. Anybody care about that?
You know what? Good for her. Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's a great tennis.
It's an amazing thing that those girls, she keeps winning.
Yeah.
And they've been around for a long time.
I have a story about a woman named Deborah Milke. M-I-L-K-E.
All right. You got my attention.
She's from Arizona.
Yeah.
Been on death row since 1990. Had her death sentence overturned.
What's the holdup?
After an appeals court judge ruled, well, this is why you don't use the death penalty. This is the argument people put forth, cases like this. Ms. Milke was released from jail on Friday. She had been convicted of murdering a 4-year-old boy, happened to be her son, in 1990. And when she went to court, death penalty, it was a short trial and no discussion. Now, interestingly enough, in the court proceedings, it was acknowledged the boy was actually killed by Ms. Milke's roommate, a fellow named James Stiers. He also was sentenced to death in 1990. But the detective who questioned Ms. Milke has a history of lying under oath. And because there was no substantive evidence ever linking her to the crime at all, but yet, here we are, it's 2013. She was convicted in 1990. It took 23 years to exonerate her because there is no proof. And she could have, had the system been working the way many of us say, let's make this swift justice, she would have been dead, and she would have been dead for nothing because she didn't have anything to do with the killing of her 4-year-old son.
So we don't really know that.
Well,
we just know that they don't have any proof that she was actually involved.
Well, so what would you like?
Her roommate.
This sounds like the Syria thing. We don't have any proof. We just know we should
That's
go in there and shoot it up.
You know.
Yeah. And so, your conclusion?
I don't know.
You don't like
my roommate
conclusion?
Did it. I didn't do it. I just...
Well, apparently they had the goods on their roommate.
Yeah, but if you don't have any proof, you got to let her go.
Yeah. And so you have a problem with that?
No, I don't. It all sounds fishy.
It does. I'm just
starting with the detective.
Well, that's the hello. Right, exactly. No more pink and blue aisles at Toys R Us.
Uh-oh.
How am I going to know which way to go? I have a son and a daughter.
They have pledged to stop gender-based marketing.
Oh, great. Now what?
After partnering with the parents group Let Toys Be Toys.
You people.
Let Toys Be Toys. Toys R Us will end blatant advertising of toys according to gender and will create more ads with girls and boys playing with the same toys.
Oh, my God.
No word yet on when actually will it be in time for Christmas
it's so
this year.
It's so easy.
Yeah?
I walk into the Toys R Us. I need something for my daughter. I go towards the pink.
There you go.
I need something for my son. I go towards the blue and the explosions.
Yeah.
Why are they going to mess up a perfectly good system?
Because it's not politically correct, Richie. It's like showing butt cracks.
As opposed to. When the big dumb Irish guy walks in and he needs something for his daughter, I don't know what to buy. I need all the help I can get.
There you go.
Are you doing this to me? You're killing me.
No, that's the way it is, Richie. And
what do they call it?
Gender neutrality.
Ugh.
All right, everybody, raise their hands.
My daughter's got as much interest in gender neutrality as
you do.
Yeah.
All right. Exactly. All right. So we've got our comments.
We know where
Richie is on that one. Next, a lot of things going on today. Are you impressed that I know what's going on here, there, and everywhere?
That's wonderful, boss.
All right. This is a New York story, Roberta.
Okay.
The story of a guy who apparently has done this a number of times and just now has been caught because he is stupid. Or maybe he's an egomaniac.
That's a lot of those people.
Referred to by the police as Afro Duck.
Afro Duck?
Afro Duck. He posted a YouTube video of himself zooming around Manhattan, driving every street in 24 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I saw this. Yeah.
Yeah, I did too.
Christopher Adam Tang is his real name. He was arraigned on charges of reckless driving, reckless endangerment, and other misdemeanors in connection with the documented joyride that this idiot posted himself on Facebook. Bail set at $10,000 because he's a Canadian. He had to surrender his passport. Criminal complaint said Mr. Tang claimed he never went over 100 miles an hour.
Watching this video is like doing one of those video games. It's incredible.
Yeah, it was like watching Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
It's like the Cannonball Run.
By the way, he stopped for 6 traffic lights, so he says.
Yeah.
The video, he did. I watched it.
You can see the video, yeah.
You can see the video. It's posted. You can see the video.
Yeah.
He boasted it was the fastest circumnavigation ever undertaken in Manhattan.
Congratulations.
He has numerous driving violations as it is. He boasted that he once drove 4,000 miles over approximately 38 hours, according to the New York Daily News, Roberta. Anyway, he'll be in court on Wednesday. That is the dummy of the day. Disco Afro Duck. There it is. It's 16 and a half for the hour. This is the Monday Good Day program.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg with a photo finish just for you. Now, I got to ask you a question. When you take a picture, do you take it with a digital camera or something where you actually have to have the film developed? Now, when I say the film developed, how many of you can raise your hand and even know what that is? Well, there was a time that everything was not instant. You had to wait for it. You had to wait for something to develop. You had to put chemicals into it, and we actually enjoyed it. But today, of course, everything is a now generation. What would happen if we allowed our lives to develop? What would happen if we had an image in our mind about what our lives should look like and we added components? You know, I am in favor of print photos because it teaches us to wait. It teaches us to develop. It teaches us that the image that we have in our mind can and will come true when we add the things that make it happen. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. So, it's finally here. The biggest game show in television history. It starts tonight, the Million Second Quiz, hosted by yours truly. So what makes this such a huge television event? Well, top contestants will play for big money. How big? How's $10 a second sound? Now, how's $10 a second for a million second sound? It's live, 24 hours a day from New York. The Million Second Quiz. See who's going to bag the biggest prize in game show history tonight at 8, 7 Central on NBC.
Where's this one going?
I think Texas.
You know, I heard Saudi Arabia's next.
As demand grows for reliable, more efficient energy, Siemens is building advanced natural gas-powered turbines in North Carolina for use around the country and the world.
It's kind of cool. Everyone wants our turbines.
They keep ordering, I'll keep building.
Somewhere in America, answers for cleaner energy are happening right now. Siemens Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
All right. So I have often remarked on the air. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, by the way. Those of you who are joining us for the first time. This phenomenon that Richie and I don't know that Kenny, you get books or not. I get maybe 40 books a week that come across my desk.
Yep.
And, excuse me, I got a book.
Nobody sends me anything.
Oh, poor Roberta. Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. The book I found most interesting this past week, and I'm reading it now, I'm finding myself, I don't watch television anymore when I go to bed. I read.
Hey, good for you.
Yep. A lot of things that are coming to me.
Me too.
I think it's important to read when you are going to sleep because it sets your subconscious mind to work. And if you don't know anything, you might get more sympathetic to your subconscious mind.
I read children's books to my kids. I'm sure it's a little bit different than
probably
you're reading.
Yeah, that's all right. But I do understand your subconscious mind now, knowing that.
Explains a lot, doesn't it?
It does. This is a book by a doctor who has put together questions that need answers, but you have to come up with the answers. Questions for skillful living. And it's a focus on
Dr. Alex Trebek.
Well, it would be good for you, Richie, because in your current state of affairs, as you're going through the conventional treatment for your Hodgkin's lymphoma, you are doing the conventional thing with all of the therapies recommended by the mainstream.
Yep.
And I know you also are embracing other things. I don't know whether you're doing them in the non-traditional sense in league with this or waiting till the other, till the treatment's over. Excuse me, what have you decided to do?
Once the treatment is over, I'm going to go see our friend Dr. Jack and have him do whatever he thinks I need necessary to get rid of the chemo. But right now, the chemo pretty much burns out everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So trying to eat healthy, trying to take vitamins, but, I mean, chemo just, it kills it all.
Do you understand, this is the best question in the book.
What?
Do you understand the causes of physical conditions, that is the problem that you have? Do you realize, and Jack has said this, and I think Ken may have said, it's always inflammation.
Oh,
whatever is wrong in your body is caused by an inflammation.
Absolutely.
So the more you do to deal with or protect your body, either keep it from being inflamed, which is probably almost impossible, or to make sure you're healing it by eating the right foods. For example, inflammation in the colon is colitis. And not eating or drinking things that will flare, like hot foods. People love hot foods. You know how much damage that does into your system, eating like hot jalapeno peppers.
By spicy foods.
Oh, my God, it's horrible.
I'm inflamed.
Anyway, yeah, you are.
I'm inflamed.
You're flaming as well. 77 questions for skillful living if you're interested in look at the medical ways to keep your body healthy.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Wonderful song is.
Actually, I don't mind. This is Pop.
Really?
Goes My Heart. Hugh Grant from the movie Music and Lyrics, which was a cool movie. I think, I'm not mistaken, Drew Barrymore was in it with him. Thank you, Chuck Curry.
Good movie.
Chuck Curry, that was a cute. It was a nice, sweet movie. Nice chick flick. He's not a singer. He's not known as a singer. Hugh Grant is 53 today. Even though he played the part of a musician who really couldn't write his own music, and she wrote some good music, and they made beautiful music together. Isn't that sweet? Oh, very nice.
That sounds so cliche, Doug, but yes.
No, really, Chuck? That's right. Very cute. Chuck Curry is here with box office totals from the weekend. We'll get a glimpse at what Chucker, or we'll get an earful from Chucker as to what he's found out in his research. First, though, we have a celebration of sorts because another well-known actor is having his 47th birthday today. And so we'll celebrate with one of his movies. This movie was big during this time of the year in 2006. I'm looking at the title. I don't remember the movie. But then at that point in his career, I don't like him. I like him a lot now. So we'll see. It's not up to me anyway. It's up to you to figure this out by dialing 888-302-3684. You entitle yourself to a swell prize if you haven't won before in Movie Moments and can, in fact, tell us where this audio clip comes from.
When I get to that place and become a boss, a millionaire, a big shot, the first thing I'm going to do is hire a bunch of idiots just like me to do all my work so then you, me, and the kids can do whatever the hell we want. You just gotta give me some time.
So I have who it is.
Yep.
Now I just got to figure out which one of the same 22 movies that he's made it is.
888-302-3684. Chuck, have you got the movie?
Not 100% positive.
Next, let's make it easy for him, Richie. Next clue.
I already told my wife, sir. I spent money I don't have. To do these documents, it's going to take me months.
And you better get started.
Hey, whose voice is that?
Hmm.
Man, do I want to recognize that voice?
Hey, you better get started.
8883. Is he a familiar sort of character actor, Chucker?
Hey, you better get started.
I already told my wife, sir. I spent money I don't have to do these documents. It's going to take me months.
And you better get started.
I don't know.
I do, I think. All right, last clip.
The chick menu.
On the remote?
No, the menu with the Red Lobster. Yes, on the remote.
Got it.
I like it. Well, you know, this is another movie that the critics stumble over that I thoroughly enjoyed when I watched it in the movie theater.
It was a good movie.
Yeah. All right, so 888-302-3684. Were you with me when we drove around his house in Block Island?
Who yes.
Was you were. That was
yes. Good.
Okay. Got it. Got it, got it. If you've got it, help yourself, and you get a swell prize. Again, 888-302. Doug Chucker's got box office totals right after this on Good Day.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy, 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
Hi, Chucker, what do we have for totals at the box office this weekend?
All right, Doug, and what was the slowest weekend at the box office so far this year? Riddick, the new sci-fi action film, did $18.6 million in business on a $38 million budget. The Hollywood Trades report that actor Vin Diesel, who stars in the film, collateralized a lot of his own property in order to get this project made. I think with worldwide grosses, he has no fear. He'll get his money back. Lee Daniels, the Butler, plays second, 8.9. The film performed well, $92 million in 4 weeks of release. Instructions Not Included, which is a Spanish-language film that came out of nowhere. Got to be honest, don't know too much about it. $20 million in 2 weeks to release on 700 screens, 8.1 over the million over the weekend to place third. We Are the Millers, Jason Sudeikis, and Jennifer Aniston's comedy, done extremely well, 7.8, $124 million in 5 weeks to release. The public really likes this film. And Planes ran out the top five, 4.9, $79 million in 5 weeks to release.
All right, so that Riddick looked awfully dark and weird to me. I don't know who would want to pursue that. But anyway, Teresa got the right answer. It's Click. Adam Sandler.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.